It is the 70s, right down to the smallest detail.
On WRUR.
Hi, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber and Siren.
And now here's the man who's the Dolph Lundgren of the airwaves, whatever that means, Ron the Boogie Monster Gerber!
Thank you!
Oh, yeah.
I got new theme music this week. I used it last week, I think, but I'm going to use it again because it's darn funny.
Yes, it is.
How you been? Haven't seen you in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, man, it's been quite some time. I tend to, as I said at the beginning of my show, way back around 2 o'clock, I tend to take long vacations, but I'm also here for very long stretches of time, and we don't get paid for this, so it's easier to justify taking a vacation. But I feel so bad when I'm not in here, man. It feels great to be back, dude.
Well, welcome back. This week,
cool.
I got just a big pile of crap on the plate. It's Diana Ross's birthday, so I'll be doing some Diana Ross stuff and giving away a very fine Diana Ross and the Supremes cassette.
And this isn't like some, you know, Beat Boys or whatever the heck it is thing that you're used to giving away, like that garbage you usually give away.
No, this is actually a two cassette set. It's sort of a best of Diana Ross and the Supremes. It's very nice.
And she has like 14 number one hits, so you know there's going to be some really, really good stuff on this.
Yep. So stay tuned. I'll be doing some trivia stuff. All sorts of crap. You like the new theme music?
Yes. It's only, unfortunately, just like the Esquivel, the old theme music, it's so distracting because it's good on its own.
I'm actually listening to the theme music right now, and I'm very distracted.
We're supposed to be talking, and we're listening to the music.
Yeah. This is a 45 I picked up not too long ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you go to
not the Muppets?
You didn't go to Clarence, New York, to pick this up for 10 cents?
Nah. Let's see, I might.
$5 on gas for a 10 cent record, Ron.
You do what you have to.
Yeah. They raised interest rates because of people like you.
It's my fault, damn it. So, something you want to hear in the next 2 hours? Give us a buzz. 275-9787. Where's the? Oh, there it is.
There we go.
It's taking its time.
Ooh, I like it.
Getting a little bit louder.
How you doing?
There
you go. Ooh, I like this.
Rufus and Chaka Khan. Aw,
yeah!
I'm
Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
Hero Takes a Fall. One, I think it was their first single here in the U.S., and a darn fine song at that.
Yes, indeed. And they were heroes, and they did indeed take a fall.
Oh, well.
Hello.
Into every basement, some rain must fall.
Exactly.
Hey, something cheesy you want to hear you haven't heard in a long time? 275-9787. I had the cheesy urge to hear Pablo Cruz. Is that normal?
For you, yes. Weirdly enough, it is.
Well, here they are, 1977. On Crap from the Past.
Turn out the way you planned. Oh,
and all your
Love will keep us together.
On WRUR.
Devo 1981 and Through Being Cool. That's a great record.
It's a really great song and a terrific record.
Stupid song, but what a production.
Exactly. It's really, really good.
I love it. Mike called not too long ago and wanted to hear an old dusty tune from 1976 by the British band Hot Chocolate. Here's You Sexy Thing for Mike on Crap from the Past.
I believe in miracles. thank you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing.
Sounds as good as crap from the past on WRUR.
Be there.
if that song sounds a little familiar, it's probably because you know the Eddie Money version of the song, I Wanna Go Back. Pretty decent record. And it's actually a remake, and what I just played was the original version as recorded by the group Billy Satellite in 1984. Pretty obscure, huh?
Let's just say this. Eddie Money needs all the help he can get, no matter who it's from.
You just slammed on everybody there.
Oh, did I really?
Yeah, pretty much.
What? Eddie Money's selling his greatest hits album on QVC, making personal appearances.
Eddie Money?
On QVC, he can use all the help he can get. So don't question my knowledge of Mr. Eddie Money, you, sir.
Former policeman Eddie Mahoney is selling stuff live on QVC?
Yes, he is.
I am very impressed.
Really? For you, I can understand how that'd be impressed.
I'm not that impressed.
No.
Anyway, let me play this record here. Tracy Ullman.
She's doing all right.
God bless her. She's one of my favorites, and she actually sings 1983.
Dancing has led to a new medical specialty called Discogenics, which deals with back injuries caused by getting down too strenuously.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me.
By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it,
come on in,
get down on it.
If you really want it,
get down on it.
You gotta feel it,
get down on it,
get down on it,
get down on it.
Come on in,
get down on it,
baby.
gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
When you're dancing,
get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-doo. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get out? Oh, what you gonna do? Standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, baby, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Listen, baby, you know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah. You show it. Oh, when you move, move, move. You know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah. You show it. As you move across the
the gang from 1981.
Oh, yeah.
And a fine, fine record. Get down on it.
And a, still a fine, fine band.
I like them.
I know this is weird coming from me, but if you ever get a chance to see them, you know what you should do. Amazing stuff. They're still great.
So I've heard. I missed them the last time they were here in town.
Yeah.
And who knows if they're ever going to be back.
Yeah. Who the hell knows?
Cool in the gang, for God's sake. Something you want to hear? 275-9787, and I just got a call from a guy named Tony who wanted to hear a song by a true one-hit wonder, a guy named Robin Scott. He didn't go under the name Robin Scott when he recorded.
Did he do anything important apart from this tune? Did he produce anybody?
No.
Did he,
the only other work I know of that he did was with Ryuichi Sakamoto and the Yellow Magic Orchestra.
That's pretty interesting. It certainly would have been my second choice to Roadie for Crowded House.
Here we go.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Tony.
Here's your request and dedication.
Let's go.
Ended kind of sudden. The Ramones and Blitzkrieg Bop. Hi, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Let me take you back to 1984, and from the second album released by Naked Eyes is What in the Name O' Love on 88.5 WRUR FM Rochester.
As I watched you close the door with nothing to say, I remember us before love slipped away.
Make us 1984 Twisted Sister and We're Not Gonna Take It.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ron D.D. French Gerber, your host.
Dee Snider is, in fact, my idol. I love those guys.
He's a great guest on any talk show. Very articulate guy. And looked pretty good testifying in front of Congress all those many years ago in black leather.
Yes, Dee Snider and the rest of Twisted Sister, a request for Nancy. Hmm. And if you have an absurd request, you should call us at 275-9787.
We like absurd here on the show.
We like absurd, and we like music with soul. This is a song co-written by Stevie Wonder and Lee Garrett, sung by Mr. Jermaine Jackson, and a big hit in 1980. It's Let's Get Serious. coming up really soon. I'm going to be giving away some really good stuff. Keep it here on Crap from the Past.
Call. you gonna come?
Parker Jr.
Yes. He got himself into quite a bit of trouble, not only for playing the guitar, which thankfully he did not do in that song, but also I think for beating somebody up or smacking the hell out of somebody's car or something like that.
No.
But he did set me straight here, Ron. This the Ray Parker Jr. historian, for God knows why.
When it comes to Brother Ray, you came to the right place. Ray Parker, actually, let me give away something really good.
Do it.
Can you hand me that cassette that's
this
in the
This right
corner?
Here? This whole package?
I'm going to give you a... All right, let's do all the trivia right now. I'm not giving away any of that crap.
Okay, thank God for that. Nobody would take it anyway.
I got three trivia questions. Two are unbelievably difficult, and the third one's not too bad, and I think that's what's going to happen here. Someone asked, I found out about this trivia question, and it was one that I couldn't answer, and that really bugs me.
One that you couldn't answer.
I looked it up, and it's not in my books and stuff, so I'm going to throw it out to the audience, and if you guys can answer this correctly, I'll give you something really good.
He'll let you host the show.
I'll bring you in as a co-host. That's how impressed I will be. Back in 1983, there was a British group called Cindy and the Saffrons.
You've lost me already.
Cindy and the Saffrons never released anything here. And in England, they actually had one chart hit. It was a remake of a Shirelles tune called Past, Present, and Future.
Big hit?
Nah, small hit.
Moderate.
Moderate hit. Yeah. Then they broke up, and the lead singer who went under their name Cindy went on to do bigger and better things, and she was pretty well known here now. I want to know, who is this mysterious Cindy woman? And my guess is that her real name is not Cindy. I want to know who Cindy of Cindy and the Saffrons
is. Is she known as Cindy something now?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so that eliminates Cindy Lauper, obviously.
Yeah, I thought about
half the calls.
Cindy Lauper was in the group Blue Angel, so she's already spoken for. I know it's not her.
So... That is unbelievably difficult.
I have no idea who this is. 275-9787. If you want to guess, your guess is as good as mine right now, but I don't think it's Madonna or anybody.
You better
like
repeat
that.
The question. Quickly.
Who is Cindy of Cindy and the Saffrons?
Okay.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Other
questions now or no?
Yeah, if you guys get that right, I'll give you this terrific Supremes cassette.
Yeah.
What was that other question that I was mulling around in the back of my mind? It was really good, too. Oh, well. Oh, yeah. All right. Yes. Here it is. It's all coming. It's coming clearer.
It's all coming back to him now. Okay. Sorry.
Celine Dion must die.
Exactly.
Oops. Did I say that?
Thank you, Mr. Mojo Nixon. I appreciate that. I'll add Don Henley to the list and everybody else.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
I just played a Ray Parker Jr. tune, Ghostbusters. Ray Parker Jr. got sued because his song sounded too much like another song. That was also very popular at the time in 1983-84.
It's not as hard as the Cindy and the Saffrons question.
No, this is significantly easier, and I want to know, what's that song that Ray Parker got sued over because Ghostbusters sounded a little too similar?
Okay.
And if you get that, I'll be pretty impressed, and I'll give you away this fabulous Diana Ross and the Supremes 25th anniversary cassette. It's two cassettes. It's got 42 songs on it. It's got all their hits. and I think 20 previously unreleased recordings. They have the Supremes doing a classic Coca-Cola commercial,
and in
an interview. It's amazing.
And Ron, in what shape would these cassettes be right now, seeing as we're auctioning this stuff
off? I don't know, actually. I got this thing for free. That's why I'm looking.
Is there any water damage?
Okay, no.
Like a lot of the other giveaways, there's like some big, it's been run over by a car a couple of times. There's the tape itself is like red from overuse.
Yeah, well, this looks pretty good, actually. This looks like it's in better shape than most of the crap I give away here.
Just have some courtesy and rewind the darn things, for God's sake.
Be kind, rewind.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Blockbuster. Let's move on.
275-9787 if you got the magical trivia answer. You'll have to wait about a minute because it's time to both satisfy a request for a guy named John. Thanks for calling 275-9787. And I got to pay some bills here, read some public service announcements. A battle is raging and our children are at stake. Whose side are you on? A message for the Coalition for America's Children, sponsored by WRUR.
Whose side are you on? Answer that question. You do not get these cassettes.
The American Cancer Society seeks volunteers ages 15 and over to assist with tobacco control programs. Please call your American Cancer Society at 288-1950 if you're interested in volunteering. Teenage boys like impressing teenage girls.
Yes, indeed they do.
And then there are those older gentlemen that like impressing teenage girls also. Don't do that.
Didn't Life Without Shame have problems with this? I think so.
We don't want to get pulled off the air.
No.
A public service announcement from WRUR. One more. You like what's in the latest fashion in cars,
yes,
clothes, and home decor.
Hip.
Kick-ass. Yeah, sponsored by WRUR.
If it's, you like hip stuff, it's WRUR-FM.
We've abbreviated all the public service announcements on this station for you, the listener. Something you want to hear, 275-9787. Quickly, who is Cindy and the Saffrons? Or who did Ray Parker Jr. get sued for? 275-9787. I'll give you this fabulous Supremes cassette. John, here's Slade on Crap from the Past.
Yes.
In the swing, I'm not away.
from the past.
This is to say thanks to Boy George for being himself.
On WRUR.
In Spanish.
Yo soy, fajitas, omelets, gefilte fish, no, bok choy.
No es bueno. El Capitan y Tenille.
Exactly.
And they actually re-recorded their first album in Spanish, song for song, note for note, left all the background vocals the same, and released it. They actually released that baby as a single, and it got about halfway up the charts and then fell off.
So when they did, their tour of Spain and also the subcontinent, did the captain like actually cheese it up and decide to take off that stupid hat and put on like a Spanish Armada
type sombrero?
Thing? Yeah, put on the 5-gallon sombrero.
Oy vey. I don't even want to think about it. I can't imagine the captain and Tenille on tour in any other foreign country.
They opened up for Sinatra in that big Buenos Aires concert from like 72. A couple hundred thousand people.
You're not serious.
No, are you kidding me?
I don't know.
There's a trivia question right there, ladies and gentlemen.
I totally forgot where I was going. Ah, yes, it's Diana Ross's birthday today.
Yes.
That's why I'm giving away I managed to tie it all together. That's why I'm giving away that Supremes cassette.
All right, how old is she?
She's 53
today. She looks great, man. I saw her 2 years ago. I actually saw her when she was on Letterman. I was in the audience. And, man, she looks great. She looks great. She sang great. It was terrific.
Uh-huh.
It was a lot of fun.
Wow. It's nice that she's sort of held up these years.
She has, even though I don't think she has any say over what goes on in her music at all, which is pretty darn pitiful.
And the other two Supremes hate her guts.
Yeah, exactly.
Mary Wilson wants
But what does she care? Ron, she could buy and sell us on all this equipment like that, baby.
There are lots of people who could buy and sell us like that.
Exactly. But she'd make the best offer, that's for sure.
And so I'm going to play a big hit of hers from 1980, and I'm going to manage to play it produced by Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards.
There we go!
Tony Thompson on drums. It's actually Chic backing up
The only Diana thing Ross. That would make that terrific, would make that the perfect triumvirate, would be to have the Finn Brothers on guitar.
Ah.
It isn't going to happen?
I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, as Meatloaf said, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Here's your request and dedication!
You got a pedestal and putting me on it.
Diana Ross. We just heard two from Diana Ross. That's Chain Reaction, written and produced by the Bee Gees.
I was wondering about that. It sounded just like them.
Yeah, it's a great record, actually. Big hit in England. Not a big hit here.
I wouldn't think so.
And before that, I'm Coming Out, written and produced by Chic. She finds the good producers, does
yes.
she not?
The best.
Happy birthday, Diana Ross. She turns 53 today. And I finally remembered what that third trivia question is.
Okay.
It's difficult enough where I'm just going to say, if you get this right, I'm going to mail you a $5 bill.
Oh, that's
no
great.
Questions asked. And for that, I was reminded because it's my background music. All right. I want to know a very simple question. I want to know who this is.
You want to know the question, you want to know the answer?
I know the answer to this one.
Okay.
And if you get this right, I'll send you a $5 bill out of my own pocket.
Better not be out of mine, that's for sure.
Out of Siren's own pocket.
I don't think so.
Because we have a big budget here on this
yeah,
show.
Right.
Now, we've heard this song, I think we heard it on Benny Hill, and I know we heard it on The Muppets, Sesame Street or something. I can give you a hint. On the 45, it says it's from the soundtrack of the movie Sweden, Heaven and Hell. And I looked up the movie. It's not in my Leonard Maltin book. So not only do I not recognize the movie it's from, I didn't even recognize the guy.
Sounds like a combination travelogue slash porno softcore or something.
Yeah.
Sweden, Heaven and Hell.
Sweden, Heaven and Hell.
With Ron Bjorn Thunder Gerber.
This baby actually hit the charts back in 1969. And I think this song has aged a lot better than some other stuff that was out in 69.
No kidding.
Just because it sounded goofy back then, it's just as goofy now.
These guys opened up at Woodstock, oddly enough.
Yeah.
They didn't last very long.
No. I can't do this as a trivia question. Nobody's going to get this.
Well, that's the whole reason you're having the $5 bill up for grabs, Ron.
All right.
Because nobody will ever get it.
I'm going to announce who this is after the next couple of songs.
Yeah.
The song is called Menomina. Yeah, good luck looking it up. It actually hit the charts in 1969. 275-9787 if you got...
Bring back the swivel next time, for God's sake.
Esquivel next week. I'll see what I can do. You know what I think I'm going to do here? I think I'm going to do a couple of songs by a couple of Canadians. Does that sound like a good idea?
Sounds good to me, eh?
Hey, we're putting on our toques, eating our back bacon.
And grabbing a few cold ones.
Cold ones. We're rounding out the rest of Menomina. A brilliant record, I think. Anyway, here's Kim Mitchell from 1985. Here's Go For a Soda on Crap From the Past.
Might as well go for a soda. Nobody hurts and nobody cries.
It's Honeymoon Suite from 1984 and New Girl Now.
These guys would get beaten up so badly by the Alternation, it isn't even fun.
Perhaps, but I've had that song stuck in my head for 2 weeks nonstop.
They need a space hog ass whipping, ladies and gentlemen. That's what they need.
Ah, they're out of Canada. So
of
is
course,
Kim Mitchell,
yeah,
Gopher Soda.
Of course, we'll feel the same way about Silverchair now that we do about Honeymoon Suite back then.
Who did we say must die? Celine Dion must die.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me just reiterate for you guys. Celine Dion must die.
I think Honeymoon Suite is now her backing band, basically.
Hey!
About the same level of
competence.
Don't
be dumping
hey.
On Honeymoon. anyway.
What's the year on that, for God's sake?
That was 1984.
84.
Right before Def Leppard went huge!
Exactly. That was a big sound, though, they had.
That man, it's big. It's probably the biggest sounding record I own.
Big drums, ladies and gentlemen. Big drums.
I got no responses for my trivia question. I didn't expect any.
No.
I realized as I was asking this is stupid. Nobody's going to get this.
The $5 remains in the wallet, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. No money changed hands here.
No, not at all.
The song was Mana Mana. It's my background music. The Muppets sang it, but not on this record I have here. What I have here is the original version. It was recorded, written and recorded by a guy named Piero Umiliani.
There's no way anybody was ever going to get that.
Why did I even ask that? I'm sorry.
You'd have to have a PhD in crap.
I didn't even know this.
No.
I have a PhD in crap.
Exactly.
So sad. So let's cleanse the palate, shall we?
Are we going to cleanse the palate?
All right, let's do this. Let's take a deep breath. Let's not exhale. Let's just... All right, take another deep breath in. It was worth a shot.
Yeah, it didn't work.
1979. Here's Joe Jackson on Crap from the Past.
Nothing else sounds as good as Crap from the Past on WRUR. We'll be right back.
the SOS Band from 1983. That's a fine, fine record.
Oh, so nice.
You know why it's so fine?
Why it's so fine?
Written and produced by Jimmy Jam Harris and Terry Lewis.
Oh, yeah. From the time.
I think that was one of their first production efforts.
Yeah.
And glistening, spectacular.
Yes, they set themselves up for a very nice career outside of that band.
God bless. Whatever happened to the rest of the SOS Band?
Who knows?
I don't know.
They were one of the few electronic acts of the 80s, pop electronic acts, to really preserve the soul and the funk. And that record just does it. They got it going
on. We give it the thumbs up.
Yes.
And now...
Uh-oh.
Let's see. Should I grind the gears to a screeching halt?
Oh, no. No, Barry, please.
I was going to play Debbie Gibson. I don't think I want to play Debbie Gibson.
No, let's not do let's not do Electric Ute. Thank you very much.
Got any requests? 275-9787. That's a little bit better.
There we go.
That's no Debbie Gibson crap. It's a remake of a lip sync tune. For what it's worth. Here's Pseudo Echo and their only hit. 1987. It's Funky Town. This is Crap from the Past on 88.5 WRUR-FM.
Rochester.
Whether I like that song or I hate it.
It's very marginal, Ron. Very marginal.
It's sitting on the fence for me. Pseudo Echo and their lone hit, Funky Town. Hi, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber and that siren over there.
Hello.
Next week is going to be a lot of fun. We got to do... I got to do the plug for next week's show.
Do it.
Next week, it's Club Crap. I'm bringing the big old thingy in here.
Crap with an umlaut and a little French thing sticking off of it.
Crap. So I'm going to mix Sprockets the whole show next week.
It'll be a crappy version of Sprockets here, ladies and gentlemen.
As this WRUR was one giant dance club.
I like it.
So it's going to be crappy dance music, and I thought we better get ourselves primed for it. I'll play this tune from 1979. It's got the requisite thump.
All right.
And a whole lot of it. It's Amy Stewart. And a remake of an Eddie Floyd tune.
Oh, boy.
Knock on wood. I'm Crap from the Past.
The smallest detail
on WRUR.
Will come to me. How many Salvation, consolation, segregation, dispensation, isolation, exploitation, mutilation, mutation, miscreation, confirmation to the evils of the world. And spending most of their lives living in the future paradise. And spending most of their lives living in the future paradise. They've been looking in their minds for the day that sorrow's lost from time. They keep telling of the day when the savior of love will come to stay. Tell me who of them will come. Consolation, integration, verification of revelation, acclamation, world salvation, vibration, simulation, confirmation to peace of the world. They've been spending most of their lives living in the pastime paradise. They've been spending most of their lives. They've been spending most of their life living in a future paradise. They've been spending most of their life living in a future paradise. We've been spending too much of our lives.
'76, Stevie Wonder released Songs in the Key of Life, a terrific album, and one that contained the song you just heard, Pastime Paradise. Didn't release it as a single, but Coolio, yes, Mr. Coolio himself, found the album and thought, this is pretty good, and re-recorded it as Gangsta's Paradise. It was, I think, the largest selling single of 1994, or 95, something like that. Stevie, we love you. Something you want to hear in the next 10 minutes, 275-9787.
Hands up. where you are.
Yeah, I know it's a burger commercial now, but it's still a great tune. 1975, it's the group War and Lowrider. Well, you just survived another thrilling episode of Crap from the Past here on WRUR. I'll be back next week, and on next week's show, it's going to be huge. Huge, because I'm doing Club Crap. I'm bringing in the big mixing equipment, and I will be mixing next week's show as if WRUR were a dance club. Scary, and I'll be playing a lot of crap that you normally don't hear in dance clubs. Hey, something you want to... Nah, forget it. Just call me and tell me that you love me. 275-9787. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of a truly dreadful song from 1986, 87. A bad record by a sort of a novelty... Yeah, well, it's a novelty record. That's what it is. It's by a band called Ron and the DC Crew. Here's Ronnie's rap on Crap from the Past. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Well, I'm the big kipper, and I'm here to say that I'm the biggest rapper in the USA. Yeah, my name's Ron with my DC crew, going on record with a rap for you. Push, push in the George Bush. Tip O'Neill. I'm the big giver, don't mess with me. I'm the baddest rapper this side of DC, with my best girl Nancy as my spouse, rapping to you from that big white house. Nancy, let's break, Nancy. Jam on it. They put Fritz up in 84, and though in debate he seemed to score, I whipped him with a big landslide. Now he's at Burger Town making fries. Met with Gorbachev in 85 to talk about how everyone could stay alive. And though he seemed to be a guy with class, if he doesn't play ball, we'll nuke his country. I'm the big kipper, don't mess with me. I'm the baddest rapper this side of DC, with my best girl Nancy as my spouse, rapping to you from that big white house. jam on it. Well, I get up in the morning and I have some toast. Then Nancy and I take a ride up the coast. I'll sign a bill, then take a nap. This is what I call my presidential rap. Will, 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 will. I'm the big gibber, don't mess with me. I'm the baddest rapper this side of D.C. with my best girl Nancy as my spouse, rapping to you from that big white house. Push, 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 push in the George Bush. Yeah.
Tip, 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 tip. Tip, tip, tip.
The current administration's socio-economical and political policies are in direct cohesion with that which has been facilitated. In other words, yes. Yeah, that's the ticket. Awesome.
W-W-R-R-U-U-R-R-F-F-M-M Rochester.
AP Network News, I'm Adrienne Mattil. Attorneys for Oklahoma City bombing suspect Timothy McVeigh are once again asking a federal judge to delay the trial of their client. This time they say they want time to appeal a judge's ruling that victim witnesses should be allowed to attend the trial. There are new fears that the IRA is turning up its bombing campaign in the run-up to British elections on May 1st. There were three explosions today.